For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name is Jack and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. These podcasts are graded from A2, which is around lower intermediate, all the way to C2, which is advanced. I hope you find these podcasts useful. If you do, please leave me a rating and a review, as this will help other learners find these podcasts. In this podcast, I'm going to talk about ways of agreeing and disagreeing. This podcast is aimed at B1 or intermediate learners. Yesterday, I recorded a podcast about language you can use to express your opinion and questions you can use to ask someone about their opinion. I hope that this podcast follows on nicely, despite being aimed at a higher level. Agreeing with people is easy. You can say, "I agree with you." Notice you agree with someone if you think their ideas and opinions are correct. You can also agree to do something, but that means you've said yes to someone who's asked you to do something, and it's not the same as agreeing with someone else's ideas. I agree with you, or even more simply, yes, I agree. You could also say, yes, I think you're right. You could make this one stronger using an adverb like completely or exactly. Yes, I think you're completely right, or yes, I think you're exactly right. You can even use the adverb exactly to agree with someone. So if someone says, I think Indonesian food is amazing, you could say, exactly. I'm not sure it makes complete sense grammatically, but it's something people say. Lastly, instead of exactly, you could say absolutely. So if someone says, Iron Maiden are a great band, you could say, absolutely. So you can agree by saying, I agree with you, yes, you're right, or absolutely. If you want to disagree with someone, there are many ways you can do it. I'm going to look at language you can use to disagree politely, and then language you can use to disagree more forcefully. If you want to disagree with someone politely, the best way is to start to partially agree with someone. You can say, yes, that's true. But don't you think? So I'm going to stick with music in these examples, as I think it's quite a safe topic. Imagine if someone said, Metallica are the best metal band in the world. You could say, yes, that's true. But don't you think Iron Maiden are actually better? Another phrase you could use is, yes, you could be right, but don't forget Iron Maiden have released 6 more studio albums. Or, yes, possibly, but I'm not sure any band is better live than Iron Maiden. To disagree politely, you start to agree with, yes, that's true, but, or, yes, that could be right, but, or, yes, possibly, but, and then say why you disagree. If you want to be a bit more direct, you could say, I'm not sure you're right, or, I'm not sure that's completely true. So, if someone says, Metallica's singer is better than Iron Maiden's singer, you could say, I'm not sure that's true. I'm not sure you're right, Bruce Dickinson has a much greater vocal range. Now, if someone was to say Metallica's lead guitarist is better than Iron Maiden's, it would be appropriate to disagree strongly. You could say, I completely disagree with you. Or if you want to be even more forceful, you could say, that's nonsense. Or even, rubbish. Iron Maiden have three guitarists that are better than Metallica's. To disagree strongly then, you can say, I completely disagree with you. That's nonsense. Or even, rubbish. There's one more bonus phrase that you may come across, which is a way to disagree but also makes it clear that you're not interested in getting into an argument. The phrase is, we'll have to agree to disagree. I think that this phrase is actually the strongest way you can disagree with someone, because it doesn't just mean you're wrong. It means, I think you're wrong, and I also think you're not worthy of an argument. It's also really infuriating. It drives me crazy when people who are just wrong use it. For example, if someone says, the capital city of France is Rome, you could say, no, it's not. It's Paris. Look, here, at this map. Look in this guidebook. Look at this Wikipedia page. And they might say, ah, well, we'll just have to agree to disagree. No, I do not agree with you. I will not agree to disagree. There you have some phrases you can use to agree, to disagree politely, and to disagree more strongly. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a comment or a review, and don't forget that you can read the transcript for this podcast and complete some language activities on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. Thanks for listening.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.